This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Shaws of Sunset After Show. Tonight, we're discussing Season 8, Episode 8, called Vita's Court. It was a crazy episode. We have a lot to get into. So Vita has her retirement party. It's a surprise party. Destiny is still in Arizona, and then there's some drama that happens there. We have a lot to discuss. Gigi has a miscarriage, which I had no idea happened. So much on tonight's episode. Of course, we have our special segment called Dudutella, and then we have some for us. But first, my name is Rivette Soro, and with me I have Amir Yasai. And Ashley Fultz.
Hey, guys.
Hey. So, guys, what were your overall thoughts from tonight's episode, Ashley?
I thought it was an amazing episode. I was really obsessed with Mike tonight, which is generally not the case. And usually we give him such a hard time. But he was the voice of reason tonight. And it was really killing me and giving me life. Also, I was extremely shocked by Gigi saying she had a miscarriage. And, you know, we've all seen all over the news that she is pregnant and just had a baby shower. So the fact that they kept this under wraps the whole season, wow, it was crazy. I thought tonight, though, there's so much to talk about. I don't even know where to start.
Definitely. Amir, what did you think about tonight?
So many good things. Obviously, that broke my heart when Gigi opened up. And I just love the Shaws because they always cry. No matter how bad the drama gets between them, they're always there for each other in such an interesting way. And they always cry. And like Reza was like, let's stop talking about MJ. Let's focus on you. And I thought that was so sweet. And then obviously, I love that Vita has come so far. Like, I feel like somehow MJ, the new baby Shams, melted her cold ice heart. And we have a whole new Vita. So I'm here for it.
Yeah, she's like not the ice queen anymore. I feel like she's what MJ has been sort of wanting her to be as a mother, and now she's finally experiencing that. So I love that.
Exactly.
I was so emotional this episode. Again, shocker. It's just, God, these people are going through so much. I mean, even like, let's start with like Destiny in Phoenix. So when Reza surprised her in Arizona, I just like was bawling my eyes out because I just thought, you know, it meant so much for Destiny, for Reza to be there. And he's working on his own marriage. And, you know, they went to Hawaii and everything. But then, you know, they cut that trip short, or maybe they left the trip and then they went to Phoenix or Arizona. I keep saying Phoenix. I don't know if they were in Phoenix.
I think they were. I think you're right. They were in Phoenix. We're good.
I have family in Phoenix, so I think that's why I keep saying that. But yeah, they were in Arizona, so that was so happy. But then, like, the drama on the party bus that happened. I mean, in my opinion, I think the guys were being, you know, very upfront and respectful to Reza, and he did not take it well. Amir, what did you think about that?
Unfortunately, I'm kind of team Reza. And a lot of times I don't agree with him because I feel like he kind of goes off the cuff. But I think the conversation between, you know, the Shaws and Reza should have happened without Adam there. I felt like it would put him in a, you know, between a rock and a hard place. Again, I'm not married, but when I had a serious boyfriend, if someone talked badly about him in front of me, I would definitely defend him, even if he was wrong, and then maybe have a separate conversation and be like, listen, Adam, it wasn't cool that you were texting outside of our marriage or being inappropriate. But I don't, what they were asking of Reza was not fair. They were asking him to basically say, it's all Adam's fault, and Adam ruined my relationship. MJ and Reza have had problems from the beginning, season one. This relationship has not been perfect. And, you know, when I get to doing the news on the live between MJ and Mike, MJ was very forthcoming about that. You know, she was like, we have a lot of problems in our relationship before Jenga, you know? So yeah. That was, it was a little unfair what the guys did to him.
Interesting.
For me, I kind of thought that Reza was just overreacting. I feel like he's just so hot-headed on this whole thing. And obviously we saw the crazy reaction at the pool party from him. And now I just feel like he's still kind of just going off the deep end, not listening to his friends. To me, when I have friends, like, I want to hear their opinion and maybe change for the better. I don't really feel like he does that with his friends, and he doesn't listen to their opinions and kind of respect it. And he did say in the episode, he really just wants his friends to stay out of it, which I can totally respect, but like, you need to be an adult and kind of just say that, you know, you guys, like, okay, I appreciate where you're coming from, but like, come on, like, just let us figure it out. Like, if MJ and I are going to get back together, we're going to do it on our own terms, not with you guys butting in.
Right.
I do think that he is being a little bit hypocritical because he wants them to stay out of it, but he's also, they both are putting them in the middle. Like, you have to choose one or the other. And like, it's not their problem. So of course, in a perfect world, they just want their friends to be friends. Amir, to what you said, I get it. But also, if they were talking about Adam being at fault when Adam was not there, that also, I think, would have pissed off Reza. So I think it's like a lose-lose situation because he just doesn't want to hear it. But at the same time, like we don't know what's happening behind closed doors. Like, different conversations probably between Reza and Adam. Like, it's sort of like scolding your kids. I don't know if that's a bad example, but in public, it's like everything's fine. But when you get home, it's like that's when the real conversation happens. So I feel like that's like that in relationships too. I don't know.
Maybe it seems that way. Yeah. Ashley, sorry, go ahead.
I was just gonna say, I feel like that's totally it. Obviously, you don't want to air your dirty laundry with your spouse or anyone like out in public, because it's just there's too much. Like, if I involved you guys in everything in my personal life, you'd be like, whoa, like, you know what I mean? Like, keep some of that to yourself.
Definitely. No, I totally agree with Ashley, because I think it also, I mean, listen, this is their is this season 8? Right? Season 8. Yes. So they've done 8 seasons of this. So Reza knows the repercussions of having these conversations and airing your dirty laundry, like Ashley said, in front of the world. Like, they're not just in front of their friends in a party bus. Like, they know they have millions of viewers. So he's smart. He's being calculated. And I kind of agree with you guys now that we've like had this conversation. You've converted me, because I think it is, you guys really have, because it is unfair. He had that whole bagel breakfast and it was very much like very mafia style, like, you have to choose a side. And now I kind of feel like that is hypocritical. So I agree.
I love it.
Yeah. It's hard. I was surprised though that Reza said Vita texted him. She called him a backstabber. Mm-hmm. And that's like, I think when like parents get involved, because like I have, you know, best friends and I've known their parents for years. If my best friend's mom texted me that, that's another level.
Yeah, that's a lot. Like, I kind of felt that kind of, I felt like it was very Vita. It was like old Vita. So I was kind of sad because I thought we had this new chapter, but I felt like that was very old Vita to kind of come in and send that text message. And I think, you know, Mike is so nice. He kind of edited it. I'm sure she was a lot more harsh and there was probably a lot more typos. But he was really nice and he kind of like repackaged it. And so actually MJ did an interview with our very own Leon, who does It's Bravo Bitch, and she said in the interview, she was like, I kind of don't like that my mom got involved. So like I she also mentioned that in the live as well. Like, I think MJ is kind of like, mom, don't do that. Like, you're making it worse, because you know, Mike's on my side and then you're fueling the fire. So
that makes sense. Well, tonight was Vita's retirement party. Surprise. It was so much fun to watch everybody get dressed up as Vita. Who was your favorite Vita impression?
Oh my God. I mean, Nima went really all out. I kind of love that. But Sherman too. I don't know. And the under eye bags that MJ talked about, I was cracking up. I was like, oh, I feel bad for Vita. If that's even possible to feel bad for Vita, I feel like I've never said that or thought that in my life, but.
That's hilarious.
Me too. I really loved Mike's. I just think, and I wish he had taken off his shirt like Vita asked him to. Like, it's her party, okay? Give the woman what she wants to see. I want to see it too.
Yeah, we want to see it too. Take it off. Take it all off. Yeah, Mike definitely looked like a drag queen though. Like, he had the drag makeup and they even glued down his eyebrows. And I thought, I liked him the best. But so surprisingly, I liked Paulina. She didn't look like herself.
Yeah, that's true.
My girlfriend came in and looked like a different person, and it like really threw me off.
She looked like Lady Gaga.
Kind of, yeah, she did.
She looked exactly like. And people always compare them, but then I saw the blonde wig, and I was like, I see it now. I think it was great.
I love that. And Rivette, people in the live chat are saying that we have Jean Welsom who's saying, I thought Vito was doing what any mother would do, defend your child, and said, I was living for all the boys dressing up as Vito. Us too.
Yeah. We're loving it. Sure.
Well, speaking of the live chat, we actually have to thank everyone for tuning in and for watching and for making AfterBuzz TV the ESPN of TV talk. We love you guys, and we're able to do what we love to do because of you. So if you're on YouTube, which we have some people in the live stream right now, so thank you so much for commenting and everything. Give this video a thumbs up. Comment down below in the live stream and in the video so that it actually like lives on the video. You can turn off your notifications if they're annoying, but do subscribe. And then if you're listening on iTunes, please, you know, subscribe to the podcast, give us 5 stars and a rating. I checked and we didn't get any ratings this week, but we did get some really nice comments. So thank you for tuning in as usual. And yeah,
thank you guys.
Love that.
Definitely.
But wait, before we leave the Vita party though, I really just wanted to.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I guess we're probably still going to talk about this because the whole Destiny thing blew my mind. Were you guys not like, this is all coming to a head now? Like, how can she still be denying that she had any sort of part in this and everything else? I was like, whoa, I was literally like sitting like this, like watching the whole time. I was like, oh my God, like this is like, she's under fire right now. Like she has to admit and come clean and she just refused to.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. I've always been like Team Destiny. Never really understood until this week's episode why like everybody was kind of so against her. But now I see it. She really is victimizing herself and feels like she, you know, at least Reza did come out and say, you know, he said that he was, he said he took some part. He regretted like escalating things at the pool party. MJ even like said she regretted some things, but Destiny is just completely not taking any ownership of her part in all of this.
She's not.
The semantics of it all too is just like the weird way she kept being like, well, yeah, I did know, but like not right then. And I'm like, girl, like, what are you talking about right now? Like, just stop, like, just apologize. And like, I don't know, own up.
It's like, oh, I knew, you know, we had this all planned out and rehearsed and everything. I just didn't know when it was going to happen. But like, it was still planned out. Like it still happened. It was just bizarre. I was also confused as to why, I mean, I guess I just didn't expect to see Ollie back, but he's friends with MJ still. So, you know, he was at the party too.
He felt so comfortable. I felt like that was the producers really convincing him to go on. But then when I saw him, he had this like really cocky attitude that like, I just didn't sit well with me. He was like, yeah, I'm here. Like, whatever. Hi, Destiny. And like, she kind of ignored him, which I would have done the same thing. I was like, why? He was just being kind of a dick. Like the way his energy, he's like, oh, can I come sit down? Like, really? Like Destiny doesn't want anything to do with you. Like you kind of threw her under the bus and you also ruined MJ and Reza's friendship. And then you just show up to the party. I was really confused. And even the mom, Vita, was like, Ali's here? Like, even the mom was kind of like, what is he doing here?
Right. Like,
it was just really odd. I that made me not trust MJ. Like, that.
You know what,
me,
though?
Yeah.
I have to say, on top of that, I kind of felt like that party just confirmed that MJ maybe is not guilty in all this. She kind of owned up to her part in a way, saying, like, she knew Ali was going to confront Reza, but like what else? Like there is no more part. Like what are we accusing her of still? I'm kind of confused on that, and it kind of like to me just felt like she was innocent and kind of just owning her stuff of any part that she did have by knowing, which isn't a lot. Like what can she do? She can't stop him from going, and not to mention she's super pregnant, about to give birth, then has so many birth complications. Like she's not gonna be like calling from her deathbed being like, oh, P.S. Reza, Ali's gonna confront you about Adam. Like, hey.
Right. That was not her priority. And the way that he even called her, and I love the producers because every episode they show how long it's been from that phone call. So like, it's so smart because it lets us, gives us like a timeline. But him calling, I think he was just frustrated. And you know, when you're frustrated, you want to call your best friend and be like, yeah, let's figure this out. But I think he wasn't thinking, oh, she's in her deathbed. He was just like, I'm going to call her even if she's in the ICU and just figure this out. But it seemed kind of callous. So I think that's, yeah. And you know, when we get to the news, Ashley, I do have a little answer to your question about what are they really mad at MJ about? Well, that'll be in the news. I'll
okay.
Answer.
Okay, good. Oh, yay.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Good, because yeah, I mean, I'm in the same boat with Ashley. I'm like, you know what? Like, MJ should have told Reza before, you know, if she knew about it for a little while, but that's really, to me, from my perspective, all she's really guilty of. I mean, it's a tough thing when you hear something so crazy about your best friend, you're kind of like, okay, like, how do I go about this? It's hard to just confront them and be like, hey, I heard this about your husband. Like, I know,
because it's, you always are going to shoot the messenger. It's, that's what you hear all the time. Like, really be careful on delivering news like that, especially when it's significant other, because most of the time they're just going to get mad at you and not the significant other, which is completely the story here with Reza, you know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Because it's because he's going to get defensive and be like, oh, my husband would never do that. Why would you say that? Why are you starting problems? Like, so I mean, after tonight's episode, I feel like I'm on team MJ too.
Which I never thought I'd say.
Yeah. But Amir, we'll see how we feel after the news, Amir.
Sorry to interrupt. I just get so excited about this.
No, tell me. Yeah.
It's because the live chat too, people are really agreeing with you guys. So Ma'am Bonsu is saying it's crazy that everyone is blaming each other, but not Adam. And I think a lot of times Adam also looks so innocent. He's kind of dorky and he's a cartoonist and kind of dorky. And like, we don't think but he's sending some really disgusting texts. He's being inappropriate. So I think we do need to blame him a little more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Definitely. Because he's like the quiet one, like the innocent one.
Yeah.
So it's easy to make like the passionate one, like Reza's the passionate one, make him look like the crazy one because he's loud and obnoxious. But like Adam is just like a silent. I don't want to say killer because I like him, but you know what I mean. Yeah.
Silent creep.
creep. Yeah.
Creep. And then also we have to real quick just mention how Vita went up to Sarah and said, I heard Destiny's dating your brother.
So shady.
I was like, yes, this is why I'm here. This is why I tuned in.
I love it.
And then also Ali, again, he goes up to Sarah. See, this is, okay, again, like, I'm not team Sarah. Mm-hmm. Ali came up to Sarah and said something about Destiny. Like, he mentioned Destiny, and she said, Destiny loves to talk about me. Ali said, like, no, she's not. Like, he was trying to say, like, no, she wasn't, like, talking about you.
Mm-hmm.
But then that's when, like, Destiny came up. But then Sarah started saying, the problem is not that she's talking, it's her behavior. But you just said that she loves talking about you, so you made it seem like that was the problem. Do you get it? Do you get what I'm trying to say? I don't know.
I feel like Sarah was grasping at straws. And what she just wants a storyline, like at this point. I'm like, you have nothing to do with any of this, like no one cares.
Right.
And she just badmouths Destiny at every turn. Like, I do think Destiny is probably in the wrong on some of this, but I still really like Destiny, and I feel like she's I don't know, a really authentic person. Maybe I'm wrong about that, but an interesting character to say the least.
I like her too. And when it comes to Sarah, I will always be team Destiny. I just think, agreed, like you said, she's trying to grab a storyline. Like, why are you here? Also, she wasn't even dressed up. Come on.
No.
Come on.
Dress up for the theme.
Dress up for the theme. She threw out R. Kelly and she still couldn't get a storyline. So
right?
It's trying too hard. And what I don't understand about that conversation is that she talked so badly about Destiny and Ali tried to defend Destiny. And then when Destiny walked by and didn't say hi to her because they don't click, she looked perturbed, like, oh, Destiny's here to reconnect with MJ and the baby. She's not here to talk to you, especially when you don't like her. Like, I don't like about when people are phony. It's like, you're going to talk bad about me, but then you want me to also come say hi to you. Like, that doesn't make sense.
Right. No, that doesn't.
I agree. So moving on. Yeah.
I was just going to say, can we talk about Gigi for a minute?
Yes. That's what literally I was going to say next. Oh my God.
I like literally can't get over it. I'm just like, I felt so terrible. I couldn't believe that's how we all found out about this. I thought for sure we would have seen that as a headline in the news, on Instagram, you know, something beforehand. And I felt terrible. I cannot even imagine what she's been going through. And then she has to go and tell all her castmates now before they even knew she was pregnant. Oh, now I'm not pregnant. I'm going through this miscarriage. Like the whole thing was just terrible.
Mm-hmm. And the whole with like Reza is just going on and on and on about MJ, and Gigi's really just sitting there like being a good friend, like listening to him vent and just like waiting to like, you know, share her news. It really put things into perspective for me. And I think Reza mentioned that too. Like, here I am talking about like shit, sorry. And like one of my really good friends like just had a miscarriage like on her own, and none of us knew about it. It was, oh my God, it was so sad. I had no idea. No idea.
And I now I'm like, how is all this gonna play out? She's sitting here talking about having to have some sort of surgery, and I can't remember if she said fallopian tubes removed or uterus removed or what she was saying. Yeah,
fallopian tubes.
Yeah. But obviously she doesn't, and she somehow gets pregnant again, and hopefully we're going to still see that on this season. I don't know how far along or how long ago I should say that happened, because we know now she is pregnant. She's pretty far along right now in real life. So
yeah.
I just felt for her, and the producers did such a good job of concealing that information and not letting it get out. And I remember when I was watching it, I like paused it and then I started Googling. I was like, did somehow, maybe she thought she was having a miscarriage and then that kid was, then she was fine. But no, she did have a full on miscarriage and this is her second attempt. So I really felt for her. And I think it's so empowering when housewives or anyone on a Bravo platform or any reality show platform talks about miscarriage, because we don't talk about that a lot and a lot of people go through it. And it's one of those things where you have to suffer in silence. But that's why we love our girl Gigi. She never suffers in silence. She's open and authentic, and I love her for that. I'm here.
And I'm glad that we ended the episode on the higher note with her at dinner with Reza. I actually wanted to join in on that dinner party. I felt like they were having so much fun. They were like having all their drinks, and especially now that we're all in quarantine, I'm like, what I wouldn't give to go to dinner with my friends and sit there and drink and like eat and just like live my life.
Yes.
Same. I thought it was just me. I was like missing a party. I was like 70 people in a room together. I was like, I miss that.
I'll take two. I know. I mean, like, two right.
Same. And it was, of course, during the retirement party, which also made, it wasn't even a sad moment, but for me, it was emotional because, you know, Reza's talking about Vita and how he's like, he came out to MJ's parents. Like, that's huge. You know what I mean? And he's not even at her retirement party. It was just so sad. They should have been there. I love that they were at their little dinner. And yes, I would have loved to join too. And also that looked really nice where they were. It was like upstairs.
I've like never been to that place. We live in LA. And I was like, where is that? I had to Google it afterwards because I was like, what is Sunlight Terrace? I was like, wait, or Skylight Terrace, I think it was.
Yeah, it was so nice. But it was like sad because I'm like, they should be with the rest of the gang.
Yeah.
But, you know, what are we going to do? I'm like, it's just sad. I don't know. any final thoughts on this episode before we get into our special segment?
I will say one more thing.
Go ahead. Yeah, go. Yes. Amir, no, please. Go. No, please. You're wearing red. You're in charge.
Yes.
Okay. I was just going to say, I loved the part where Mike was holding the baby and MJ was over there, and he seemed so paternal. And I love that he was just so open to like supporting her, and he was giving her such sound advice, and he was such the voice of reason. And I love that whole part of the episode. I thought it was so good.
Me too. And I love that she appreciated it so much. Like, she was talking about how it doesn't go unnoticed. And I do feel that's genuine. When we interviewed Mike in studio, he pulled out his phone during the interview and he was talking about how he had a conversation with MJ earlier and he was just listening to her vent. And he showed like a text message she had sent him that same day. And it was just her thanking him for like always being there and just listening and not even having to say anything, but just being a friend, like lending an ear. So I really do love their friendship too. And I love Mike for that too. He, and even he opened the episode tonight with like, Okay, guys, I wrote it down. It's called Haevun Bazi.
Yeah.
So that's Animal Party, but he explained the whole situation. Then he was like, "You thought you've seen Haevun Bazi, but now it's gonna get even crazier."
It's gonna get crazier. And you know, it, to translate that a little better, it basically means like, if you're having like an argument with someone, it's like you're getting to blows, like you're throwing drinks, like things are getting really out of control, like kind of being like a wild caged animal. Mm-hmm. So Persians say it a lot. Like, yeah, like we use that a lot. But I think my favorite kind of last comment about the episode was when they went to the sauna bar, Destiny and Shervin. So my friend actually owned that sauna bar, Joseph. So they put him in these, like, I've been in those little pods and you start sweating everywhere. And I just love that, like, Shervin could kind of be like, even though they were having arguments in Arizona, he kind of was like an ear, like kind of a shoulder for her to cry on. And she was very open. She was like, this stuff's affecting me. I'm drinking a lot. I'm really emotional. Like, I thought she was very raw, and I don't know if it was like something to do with the sauna bar, but she really opened up in a way. Destiny's always trying to be a character, and I thought she was being really authentic in that room. So I really liked that.
Yeah, I agree. I think she was definitely authentic. I still don't like the way she went about everything, but it's nice to see her be really vulnerable.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I think it's time for a special segment called Doodoo Tella.
Yeah, you got it. You nailed it.
Like, it's like I say it when I first thing when I wake up, so I just remember it all the time.
I love it.
Amir, would you like to explain our special segment?
Yes, I would. So I actually saw a photo on Twitter where a woman was standing next to a giant gold penis sculpture, and it was Doodoo Tella. And so that made me laugh. We should probably use that photo next time. But yeah, it basically means like you were kind of the most douchey, the most entitled person of the episode. Should I take it away? Should I start?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Okay. I think that like who was the Doodoo Tella was when Reza was not Reza, but when Reza was storming out of the car, there was a PA that we saw sitting in the front seat, like in the passenger seat, and he was this like cute little white guy, and his shady look was everything. So I give Doodoo Tella to that PA for his dirty look that he gave Reza. So I liked that.
Oh my God.
That guy's fed up. Fed up with Reza's shenanigans.
I remember seeing that too. That was hilarious. Ashley, who's your Doodoo Tella king or queen this
I'm
week?
Surprised I'm saying this, but Reza is actually mine. And I love Reza. I feel like he is the glue that binds the whole family together. But I just really did feel like he was entitled and not listening. And he's just gone too far with everything. I just don't really like where he is at right now. And I really hope that things get better between him and MJ. Obviously, I don't think we're going to see that this season. But yeah, the whole thing with him, I'm not really happy with him right now.
Makes sense. My Doodoo Tella queen this week is going to be Sara. She added nothing to the episode. I don't know why she was at the event. She tried to make everything sort of about her, and it really wasn't about her. And I just think she's one of those people who just sort of sits there and enjoys everybody else's drama. So yeah, I really didn't like that. Didn't like that at all. Amir, I know you have some news. We've been waiting for this news.
We have so much news. I can't wait to get into it. So MJ and Mike went live last Thursday. Mike was on his like Peloton bike, and he was like trying to figure out Instagram Live. So I wrote him a how-to guide, and then thank God he read it and then went live with MJ. And they had a lot to say. At one point, MJ was asking Reza what it's, asking Mike what it's like to be in a, you know, this really serious relationship. And he said that he looked up to MJ and Tommy's relationship. And, you know, MJ got really choked up. She was wearing a cute little top knot. She was looking really cute. And then things got a little less cute. Mike said that he believes Reza's been having tantrums but has a heart of gold, which MJ responded saying, this is verbatim, I wrote it down, his heart is full of dog shit, horse manure, and poison. Yep. So that was last Thursday. So I don't think things are looking on the up and up. And then she was very upset that Reza went on Sheena Shea from Vanderpump Rules Shenanigans podcast, and he started kind of bad-mouthing her and saying that he didn't really expose her personal, like, you know, medical records. This is something that everyone knows. And MJ's like, first of all, I didn't have 10 abortions. Like, it's not, but again, that's my medical business. That's very private. And, you know, Mike tried to calm her down, but she was getting very fired up. And she was, you know, she was very upset. And then when Mike ended it with MJ, he said it's really depressing him and it's really a shame that they can't get on the same page. And he was super bummed out. And she also said that, this is also verbatim, she said, when there is a baby in the mix and this miracle came along, the lack of support and the lack of empathy I got from Destiny, Reza, Golnessa, and Mike is also very depressing. So even Mike was thrown into that mix when she did Bravo Bitches interview. So MJ's kind of, I think in some ways she's alienating herself away from the group. And we saw this happen with NeNe Leakes with Real Housewives. The cast will move on. Like if MJ cuts herself out and ices herself out, she's not really gonna be welcomed with open arms. But we'll have to wait and see what happens with that. But Reza did go and do some shady interview with Celebrity Insider. And the title of the interview was Reza Farhan addresses his 10 abortions insult towards MJ, reveals if he goes to a bathhouse with his husband. Again, in the interview, Reza did not cop up or apologize for saying the 10 abortions thing. His attitude was kind of a little egotistical. He said, this is his response to the bathhouse comment. If you don't know what a bathhouse is, it's basically like where gay men go and you pay a nominal fee and you can have sex in different rooms. And it's like kind of like a sex club. Mm-hmm. First of all, anyone that knows me knows I'm like a germaphobe. Going to a bathhouse, I don't even know where bathhouses are. And sweetie, I'm on TV. What effing bathhouse am I going to? That's one. And two, cheating on each other left and right, great. If that's what she thinks, no problem. But that's not the reality in my home. So it is what it is. And he continues to kind of badmouth her in the interview. But even him saying, I'm on TV, it's like people on TV do a lot of yucky things. So I don't know. Oh. I don't know. I'm really conflicted as to, I think I'm Team Mike, honestly. Yeah. He's trying to fix it. I'm not either. Both of them are doing wrong things. So I'm not here for any of it. But we also had some shout outs, but I don't know, Rebecca, should we do those later? Or what do you think?
Yeah, let's do them now.
Okay. Let me find them. Y'all talk amongst yourselves
while okay, let's get into predictions this. While he finds
yes.
them.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Let's do it.
Right. Oh my God. I'm like, Ashley. What do I even want to predict right now? Honestly, I don't know where this is going to go. I guess the one thing I am predicting, because I feel like we all know this, we're not going to see a resolution next week between Reza and MJ. I feel like this is going to keep dragging out. Maybe we're going to see a little bit more of how guilty or not guilty MJ is, how guilty or not guilty Destiny is, because I'm still just unclear of exactly what everyone's so pissed about. And I don't know. I just want to understand exactly where they're all coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. My only prediction is that I think Mike next week is going to have like a breaking point and just be like to both of them, like, just leave me out of it. Like, stop. Cause he's been putting in the middle. He's been, you know, being pulled from every direction. So I think he's going to be like, enough.
Mm-hmm.
Amir.
I agree with you there. I think that Mike is going to get fed up and he's going to focus on his relationship with Paulina and being a stepdad. So he's going to maybe take like maybe one or two episodes off from all of it. I think that Nima and Sherwin are going to get into it because Sherwin's going to admit to sleeping with Mona. That's my prediction. Because he brought Mona to the first episode. That's what I'm thinking. And Nima has been very shady this season with his remarks. So I think he's going to come back really hard to Sherwin. And then lastly, I think that, Sam is coming back. So Sarah's brother, Sam, is going to come back in the mix. Hopefully we'll see him shirtless again. I am here for it.
I can only hope. Bam. Do we have any shout outs?
Yes, we do. Okay, so this is a really good one too, because it addresses the whole, because there was a lot of comments about Reza kind of on Twitter about coming for Ali and calling him a queen and maybe kind of being homophobic and all that. So this is from Thomas Rokos saying, I am game on 100% on MJ's side. Reza acted so low class and is wrong all the way around. Confronts MJ on the phone in the hospital, which could have been tabled until MJ had her baby. Definitely not Team Reza. So he really, this fan of ours really got in there and I loved it. And then Lizzie D said, also I heard MJ has postpartum. but I wonder if she's also depressed because none of her friends from the show came to visit. Reza didn't come because Adam was playing naked Jenga, shady. I just put myself in her shoes and can't imagine living her life right now. Yeah, she's shady, but they all are.
A lot of drama. But thank you guys so much for commenting. We love it. Amir, you're always so good at getting the comments and everything. But my name is Rivette Sorrell. We got to wrap up. You can find me on social media at Rivette Sorrell on all platforms. Ashley, where can they find you?
You can find me over on Instagram at Ashley Fultz, F-U-L-T-Z.
Yay. You can find me at Amir Yas_ on Instagram and Twitter. But if you want a daily crazy video on TikTok, it's Amir Yas_. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. See you next
time. Bye, guys. Thanks for watching.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.